Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival, and today I'm with Michael Moreau, protagonist of It Follows by David Robert Mitchell, screening here in the Semaine de la Critique. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, I would like you to describe for our listeners, in your own words, your character, Jay.
Jay is kind of the storyteller of the movie, and she goes through a lot in this film. She basically has this consistent torture of thinking that someone is following her, these very disturbing visions, and kind of how she deals with it. And so it was for me, you know, you read the script and you're like, wow, what an incredible script. This is going to be so exciting to film. Wow, what a cool scene, amazing. And then you get there and you realize, wow, okay, I'm going to have to go through this. Me as Micah, I'm going to physically have to go through all of this. I mean, there's... Every day it was either, you know, screaming, running, crying, any of those, because, it was a very hard shoot.
Plus, I think it's very demanding. I mean, you have to play, you're terrified all the time, more or less. I think there are two or three scenes in which you get to sleep a little bit.
And the thing is, you see by the end of the film that there is... lack of sleep, you know. It's funny, I'm watching it again, I see, yep, okay, there's one sleeping scene where you see me sleep for a second, and oh, yep, there's two. Good. Over how many days? But it is, I mean, I mean, you're exhausted by the end of even just 12-hour days shooting that, you know, you're in it. You have to live in it. And by the end, it was like, where's the bed? I need to sleep.
I read in the press notes, but I don't know if it's true, that you, to prepare for this role, you started listening to very dark music, and you kind of like isolated yourself from like the group, the crew, just to get into the feeling.
Yeah. It was, you know, the cast of the film is all young kids my age, and so, you know, we were all very good friends, and it's hard when you're on set, you know, to not have a good time and play around. So for me, because it was very intense, and you can't be, goofing around, because it is. At least for me as an actress, I can't be like, and then just snap into something. I need to stay in it, and so, yes, I would have headphones in all the time, so I could just zone out, you know, when I wasn't filming, zone out everything that's going on around me. And so that would help, just stay in my own world, I guess.
I think that David Robert Mitchell had a pretty clear idea of what he wanted from you, because I read that he's very detailed. So how was it as a director? I'm always asking, you know, if the directors are giving you freedom to experience your own character, or they want something like more structured.
Yeah. With David, it was a really nice mix. For me, the most important part is being able to trust the director and have faith in them and know that they know what they want. And so when they ask to do the seventh take, you're like, okay, we know that we haven't gotten it, so we're going to do it again. And that was amazing with David. And also it was nice because he listened to me, because I had my specific ideas, and I was like, as Jay, I would never say that, and he'd be like, okay, let's figure out what we're gonna do then. So it was really nice also having the freedom, but knowing that he knows every detail about this girl and how he wants her to come across, and so that also, the structure was nice, but there was freedom as well.
As I told David before, I think that the scariest thing in the world would be to face something that you cannot see, that you don't know what it is, and you don't know how to defeat, because you don't even know if it's there or not and when. So I was wondering, like, we know it's demanding and stuff, but what was the most difficult thing you had to face, like, because you had to act against something that you cannot see. There was this little, it needs imagination.
Yeah. I mean, it's no question. I had to go to a very, dark place in my own self, which is not an easy or happy thing to do. And so for me, I had to truly believe that that there was that whatever it is, because even for me, I don't know if it's real or not. Who knows what that is? And also, I think that was interesting is when she sees, say, her father that's trying, you know, to attack her, and what that would be. And I've even as a kid had nightmares about, like, my parents wanting, you know, to kill or something, and so, which would be, I think, one of the most terrible things in the world. But you know, that adds a whole nother layer to it.
And I particularly love two scenes. One was, as I told David, the funniest for me and the scariest, yeah, in a weird way, yeah, was when you are being attacked, like,
oh,
yeah, with, yeah, my hair. Yes, exactly. And the second one was, without spoiling too much, is the pool scene,
yeah. Yeah,
which I found, I imagine, yeah, to be very difficult to shoot and to act in.
Yeah, we shot 3 days at that pool. That one scene took 3 days, and 3 days in a swimming pool for 12 hours was not pleasant. By the end of it, I'm like, I'm never going in a pool again. I was done. It was probably one of the hardest parts of the shoot, because, you know, to get, that was another time where David's like, we need to do another take 7. I'm like, no, please, no, please, no. But I would know, okay, we don't have it yet, let's do it. And it was hard lining everything up and making sure that when the objects came, they didn't actually hit me as well. And so it was, I think that seeing it, though, it was totally worth it, because the shots are stunning when they go, when it's up above the water and then they follow me down underneath it. It's very cool. But that was hard. That was really hard.
Plus, it's very well shot, because you actually experience it from your character's,
yeah,
point of view. So you feel a bit confused and, like, a bit,
yeah,
claustrophobic as well. Like, oh my God, it's happening to me,
yeah,
too. So, as I told David, let's talk about sex. I mean, what do you think about... what do you think about this, the elemental sex as, like, the trigger and at the same time the, like, the solution to defeat the evil, this,
yeah,
evil thing.
Yeah. It's interesting that, I mean, it is, sex is kind of the base of this film, of the reasoning of it. And I don't know, I think it in a sense kind of fits into this generation, and because it is a different time, and sex means something completely different than it did before. And I think it's such an interesting take for such a, you know, disturbing movie, but there's also this elegance and this beauty, like one of the last scenes with Keir as well. You know, such an intimacy, and yet you feel... like, these characters are so relatable. Like, you can connect with... these are real people. They are. There's not any, you know, over the top, like, you know... It is. It's real people and how they deal with an insane situation. And, I don't know.
I read that you also, beside being an actress, you're also one of the top-ranked female kite... boarders, so I want to know more about it.
I started kiteboarding when I was about 13, and for people that don't know what kiteboarding is, it's kind of like wakeboarding, but it takes place in the ocean, and instead of getting pulled by a boat, it's a kite, but same style board, very similar style tricks and everything. And so for me now, it's impossible to compete, because acting has taken over my life, but it's an escape for me, really. You know, this is an insane industry, and to have a break and be able to travel. I've gone to insane places, you know, New Caledonia, Brazil, Dominican Republic, to find, you know, the best places to kite, and to just kind of, you know, step away from this industry, because I think you can get sucked in very easily, and to, sure, to have that, it's amazing to have it. I mean, it's addicting. Kiteboarding is, it keeps me sane, I think.
And what about your future project? Where am I going to see you on the big screen?
Well, I have a film that I did... before It Follows, it will be coming out in theaters. It's called The Guest, which I'm so excited. It's such an awesome film. We premiered at Sundance and South By, and now it will be coming out of theaters in the fall. And then I start working on my next project right after Cannes, go to Iceland to start shooting. Yeah, yeah. So it's very exciting times. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael Moreau, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.